Welcome to our podcast, All About Minds. In this episode, we're going to focus on open-mindedness. Did you know that it is in our human nature to polarize and put things into two categories? For example, rich-poor, boy-girl, and right-wrong. This is called binary thinking, or to have a binary mindset. It's because our minds like to make things easy for us. But as you know, the world is a lot more complex than just two categories. And perhaps this is why we need to think more deeply about our and others' beliefs and opinions. Because when we consider the world in a limited way, we often cause division. The question is open-mindedness the answer? To be open-minded is to listen and consider others' opinions and beliefs that are different from our own. So, are you open-minded? Let's listen to some traits of being open-minded so we can find out. So let's start. Firstly, we need to make sure that there is enough non-biased evidence to back up our claim or opinion. What do we really know about what we have a strong opinion on? Have we looked at different sources of evidence? How reliable are they? How do we know we can trust them? Secondly, we need to try and put our biases and prejudices to the side, which, by the way, is really tough to do. This means that we really need to be very honest with ourselves and take into consideration that we automatically side with our own beliefs before listening to others. Which brings us to our next trait. We need to have the superpower of listening. Yes, listening. Listening to others without prejudice and with respect. When we have a strong opinion on something or a very strong belief, it can be quite confronting to hear opposing views. However, without listening to others, we'll stop any chance of us all moving forward together, and we lose respect for each other. And finally, we need to be able to accept that we might be wrong, or at least not entirely right. The world is a complex place, with heaps of people with such diverse backgrounds, cultures, and societies. To think that we are always right is not the ideal ground to start being open-minded and to consider and respect others. So, how did you do? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being really open-minded and 1 being not open-minded at all, where are you? Do you agree that binary thinking is a problem in our society? Is open-mindedness the answer to encourage more respectful interaction with others to stop division? Tune in next week when we ask people around the globe what they think.